We continue on the KCIIPM sports page. We are set to talk with our Hedge Above Lawn Care Track Athlete of the Week, Justin Moeller of the Kyoto Eagles. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Yep.
And Justin, I want to start first with what year are you in school at Kyoto?
I'm a junior at Kyoto High School.
Okay, and for those of us out there, what classes are you taking? What do you like about school?
I just like getting involved in all the activities and sports. One of my hardest classes I have this year is probably Tennessee.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah, it's pretty good.
Have you given any thought to future plans once you've graduated?
I'm considering going into something with computers. I feel like I'm happy with that, and that's something I would enjoy.
What would your dream job be?
My dream job would probably be playing in the MLB, but if not that, then computers, computer designing and software.
Okay. And I was going to ask, you mentioned liking to be involved in activities, extracurriculars, and otherwise. Aside from school and aside from track, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, what other things do you do at Kyoto?
For sports, I do baseball, basketball, and then I do show choir, drama, and
okay. From a sports standpoint, and again, we're going to talk about track in a minute, what's your favorite sport and why?
Baseball. I just like the feeling of being out there and being able to have more control over the game and stuff like that.
Okay. We're talking track here today. Now, we'll talk about your 800s in a little bit, but what all events do you run for Coach Lyle?
I run currently the 4x4, the 4x2, and shuttle hurdles.
Okay. Which do you like best out of all those?
Out of all those, probably shuttle hurdle, because I like to hurdle, and it's a quick and easy race.
Okay. And mentioned Coach Lyle. What's it like having him as a coach? What do you like about being on his team?
Coach Lyle, he's really laid back, and he's fun, and he doesn't go so hard at practices, but he knows when he's going to do it.
Now, I want to talk about your 800s here as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. You had a big week. You were at Sigourney Tuesday and Prairie City Monroe also last week. Let's start at Sigourney with your 800 run. What stands out to you about the way you performed at Sigourney Tuesday?
At Sigourney, I just felt like I needed to go fast. I felt like there were going to be some really competitive runners there. And actually, I made friends with a couple of them, but I knew they were going to be right on me the whole race, so I just thought that I had to get faster and faster.
How did that compare to what you did Thursday at Prairie City Monroe?
At PCM, one of the same kids was there. He's one of my good friends. He was challenging me, and at the end, he started to pass me, and I passed him back. So it was pretty fun.
Now, as you mentioned there, you had some competition right at the tail end of the race. Do you have a feel for who's around you and what's going on as you approach the finish line? What's that like?
I just look behind me, but I practiced before Thursday getting over that habit of looking behind me. And so now it's a lot easier to run forward and not worry about the people behind me. But, yeah, I can feel them when they're behind me.
And we're talking about championship events here. When you come in first place in an 800 in this case, what does it feel like when you cross the finish line?
It feels amazing. It feels like you're finally done. So you get it, and you get to take a long break.
And I want to get into the strategy a little bit in your 800. Let's go to the prep. 5-10 minutes before the race, what do you do to get in the right mindset?
Oh, yeah. Stretching is always what you have to do. Like, you need to stretch, otherwise you're going to be really tight during the whole race, and you're just not going to be able to run as fast overall.
Now, you're not down in the blocks or anything to start, but when you get up to the line in the 800, what's going through your mind? What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about getting out in front, because I like to be out in front of everybody else. That way I can have the inside lane, and I won't get boxed in on the corner. I won't have to run slow if I don't want to. I want to run fast, any of that.
What are your keys in an 800? You have a certain distance or a certain time that you shoot for that you think about when you're out in the middle of the race?
When I go for an 800, I try to shoot for every 200 seconds at a 30-second pace. So at the end, it'll round up to a 108, and that would be a really good run for me. And that's what I did at 60.
And I want to look ahead, too, because we're talking here on Monday, and you guys will be at the South Iowa Cedar League Championship meet coming up on Tuesday at Linville. Have you guys talked at all about goals you have both for you individually and as a team at conference coming up?
At the conference meet, they're thinking of putting together a distance med, and I might run in the distance med 800 because we have a lot of fast runners in the 100 and the 200s, so that would be really good. But I'm also going to try to really get in the 800.
Okay. And beyond conference, we're just a week and a half away from districts, it's hard to believe. But your thoughts on goals you have beyond just the conference meet?
If I had one goal this year, it would probably be to go to state in general.
I want to ask you, too, here as we continue with Justin Moeller, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week at Keota High School. Justin, for you, who are your role models and why?
One of my biggest role models is my dad, because he's always pushing me to do better, and he's always there for me. He's always telling me what to do and all that stuff. And then Coach Lyle is also a big one. He likes to see me do good, and that's kind of what inspires me to run fast.
Well, I want to finish with this, Justin. Our sponsor of our Athlete of the Week segment is Hedge Above Lawn Care Landscaping in Wapello, and they have some core values that they operate their business with, responsibility, respect, along with the integrity. What are some core values that you operate with?
When I operate, I try to be as friendly as I can with the other competitors, and I'm really happy overall just to be there, and the feeling of running, it's just a good feeling. But overall, I'm just kind of a nice person. I like to make friends.
Well, Justin, congratulations on your great showing and your 800s last week. Champion at Sigourney, champion at PCM, and we will look forward to seeing you soon coming up at districts.
Yep, thank you.
And that's Justin Moeller, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Track Athlete of the Week from Keota High School, joining us on the KCIIPM sports page. We'll be back with more right after this.